It's not just about the barrels and construction. Highway projects are community investments. So do your part. Stay alert, eliminate distractions, and mind your speed. Every driver makes a difference. Sponsored by the Wisconsin DOT.
It'd be great if life came with a remote control. You know, you could hit pause when you needed to, or hit rewind. Like that time you knocked down that wasp's nest.
Uh-oh.
Or that time you forgot to roll up your windows in the car wash.
Fantastic.
Yeah, a remote control would have come in handy then. Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome. But prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes like managing your weight, getting active, stopping smoking, and eating healthier, you can stop prediabetes before it leads to type 2 diabetes. It's easy to learn your risk. Take the 1-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Life doesn't come with a remote control.
Yikes!
So you're on your own with the wasps. You have the power to take control of prediabetes. Visit doihaveprediabetes.org today. That's doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
Now, let's get back to exciting Raptors baseball here on WFHR.
We return top of the sixth inning here on WFHR. Joey Fear with you here on this Wednesday evening in Wausau. Wisconsin Rapids, 5 runs in the first. They got a run in the last half in the fifth. So 8 hits for them, and leading off top of the order with Ty Johnson. 0 for 2 with a run. So Johnson has a guy that bats a 267. He'll see a ball. So Piscitello back on the mound once more. 17 pitches, 2 hits and a run. And a strikeout for him. So the native of Wausau. The 1-0 pitch from Piscitello with a fastball outside of the zone. 2-0. So Johnson hit by a pitch, popped out to short and lined out to second. And he'll see a ball this time, 3-0. Johnson 0 for 2, but the first Rafter to cross home plate. 3 balls, no strikes. Top of the 6. Here comes Piscitello. The 3-0 count. Outside for ball 4. Can't find the zone. So Johnson, he's walked. He'll take first. Aiden Brewer now. A guy that knows about getting walked. He's been walked his first 2 times up at the plate and was struck out looking. So 0 for 1 for the Dexter, Michigan native. A returning Rafter. Piscitello will set in. Looks on Brewer, and there's a first pitch strike at a fastball down the plate, 0-1. So 0-1 count. No balls, a strike. And Piscitello serves outside, and a ball, 1-1. A ball, a strike. And the count runs at 1 apiece. At first is Johnson. And checking off over at first now is Piscitello. Johnson gets back there in time. One and one is the count. And Piscitello turns and fires. And a swing and a liner into the glove of the third baseman, McGinnis. And reaches out to his right, extends that arm, and makes the catch. So Brewer goes down, and this brings up Brendan Bobo. A walk, a base hit, and a strikeout looking on the verge of history. Still looking for that home run to break the all-time Northwoods League record. He's tied it right now with 28. This is combined overall, and Bobo looks like he fouls off on the right side. He's a little bit shaken up on that. He swung pretty fast. So one gone. Bobo, the team MVP last season, and a guy that was the Northwoods League All-Star MVP in the All-Star game. He's the MVP, and Bobo hits a liner into right field above the head of Schallenberger. On his way to third is Johnson. He'll stay there now. Runners at the corners, only one down. So Bobo's second hit, and it comes here in the top of the sixth. Rafters, right now, they have a chance. They have a chance to add to their lead. Already up 6-0. Lord Doy's had a great day so far. He's 2-for-3. Pichatello sets and fires and down the plate. Had a strike, 0-1. So no balls, a strike, one down. The 0-1 count. Bobo at first, Johnson at third. And a fastball again outside of the zone. Out for a ball, 1-1. One gone, a ball and a strike. Pichatello will turn the 1-1. And outside at a ball, 2-1. Two balls, a strike. Bobo at first, Johnson at third. A Bobo single in the right field. Setting and the 2-1. Ordoy swings at a breaking ball. Hits off the top of the bat, 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. Two away. The 2-2. And Lordoy again pops it out. Behind home plate into the netting. Right now in the Northwoods League, updated on the standing on the games around the league, specifically in the Great Lakes West. You have Lakeshore taking a 2-0 lead over the Mallards, which is good for the Rafters. And then you have the Dockspires up 9-2, only in the bottom of the fourth against Green Bay. So they've really done their job. And after tonight, if Rafters win, Dockspires win, that is a tie for first going into tomorrow. Pending Madison loses, Madison finds a way to come back, Madison will stay in first. But if Rafters hang on tonight, Dockspires hang on, both those teams will be in first place, and they'll be playing tomorrow at Witterfield. So they got Witterfield and Herb Akerfield. There's a home-and-home set tomorrow, starting at Witter. Rafters are back at home. But Rafters are big Chinook fans because Lakeshore taking a 2-0 lead, and that's good for the Rafters. That's what you need. So it really is, at the end of the day, I mean, when you look at this, Rafters, Mallards, and Dockspires. Green Bay's already clinched. It's really a three-game race for the top for the playoff berth in the second half. It's Fond du Lac, Madison, and Wisconsin Rapids. It's really going to come down to getting it done in those late games, because Rafters, for them, when you normally look at it, like, they're on the road for five of the seven games next week. They have a five-game road trip starting Sunday back in Wausau. And they go Wausau, Lakeshore for two, and they go Madison for two. And then to the end of the week, they have Green Bay at home. So it's really going to come down to Madison. They have Madison, a series less with them. That's going to be a major series. Wisconsin Rapids, so they're in good shape right now. It's just continuing to win ball games, play like this. But Fond du Lac tomorrow is not going to be easy. So we'll see how that unfolds. But Rafters, they can continue to finish out this game. Only in the top of the sixth, so plenty of game left to be played. They've only allowed one hit. They've been getting done on the defensive side of the ball. So it will be the key for them. So Madison, though, that's good that they're down right now. We'll find out how it's going, but it looks like right now Pisciatello's day is done. So Isaiah Pisciatello, 30 pitches, allowed a 3 hits, a run, a walk, and also a strikeout. So 5 combined strikeouts through the first 3 pitchers of Wausau. But Wisconsin Rapids, they got Bobo at first, Johnson at third, only one out. They are threatening once more. So new pitcher for the Woodchucks. Looks to be, is it Dylan Ackerman? It is Dylan Ackerman. So Dylan Ackerman, also a native of Wausau from Loras College. So he's stepping on the mound, and a guy that's appeared in 2 games. He's gone 3 1/3 innings, has allowed a hit, 3 runs, but 4 strikeouts. He appeared in 2 games, once against Kokomo and the other against Lakeshore. Played for Wausau last season, also playing in 2 games, so hasn't had much experience when it comes to the amount of games he's played, 4 combined from this last season and this season, but out of Loras College. So the sophomore warming up right now. You have Bobo at first, Johnson at third. Raptors have a chance to really get this game back where they need it to.
Dylan Ackerman.
So Dylan Ackerman there, and the count runs at 2 apiece on Lordoy. Lordoy's had a great day, 2 for 3. You have a lot of guys with at least 2 hits. You have Bobo, 2 for 3. Lordoy, 2 for 3. Bornick, 2 runs. He's 2 for 3. And also Kyle Carlson. So a lot of guys really stepping up today. Between those 4 guys, they've responsible for 8 hits. The other hit has come from Jack Gifford. So Ackerman warming up right now. Still the best time on the mound today has been Logan Haslam. 3 innings, 4 strikeouts. So the count runs here at 2-2. Runners at first and third. Lordoy, the center fielder. But Wisconsin Rapids in the driver's seat right now. So important for them. That first inning, 5 runs. And it was really a tough start for Alex Wallace. So Ackerman, a 5.4 ERA, the left-hander. So just getting a couple warm-up pitches now. And now he'll be ready to go. So Lordoy back in. Runners at first and third. Bobo with a liner over the first baseman, Schallenberger. Ty Johnson was walked. So Lordoy grounded out to first, a base hit, and then also a double. Went off the wall, and it was just in time he slid safe. The 2-2, Bobo on his way now to second, and fouls it off left side. So 2 balls, 2 strikes. A count runs it 2 apiece. A 2-2 from Ackerman, and a swing and a well-hit ball from Lordoy into left center field as Adair tracks it down, makes the grab. Johnson tags home from third, and he'll score. 7-0. Raptors in front now. Back-to-back innings with at least a run. So Lordoy does his job of a sac fly RBI. So Anthony Gallison now. Caught on base on a fielder's choice, lined out to a short and grounded out to short as well. 7-0. The Raptors can hang on defensively, continue to get in strikeouts, force those plays when needed, and just be on top of Wausau. They would shut them out for 2 times in 3 games. 2 gone. Ackerman looks at first. A pitch way outside at a ball 2-0. 2-0 count, one away. The 2-0 from Ackerman fouls it into the netting, back behind home plate. Two balls a strike. One away. Setting and serving is Ackerman as a swing and a lofted ball into right field. Vaness looks under it, reaches out to his left and makes an easy catch for the third out, but the Rafters get a run. Orlando Lordoy, a sac fly RBI into left center field. Johnson walks on home, and now Wisconsin Rapids cruising. They're up 7-0. We'll step aside as we head to the bottom of the sixth here on WFHR.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Lows of aloft around 64. Tonight, under partly cloudy skies, winds out of the southwest, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Slight chance for scattered thunderstorms. Tomorrow, daytime highs approaching 90, sunshine mixed with clouds at times. Partly cloudy skies again. Tomorrow night, lows of aloft around 60. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 84.
Let's face it, mornings are tough. We could all use a little pick-me-up. The answer? El Cafe in Port Edwards. Not only will the atmosphere and friendly staff at El Cafe give you a boost, but their breakfast will knock your socks off. Enjoy one of their great daily breakfast specials, sure to satisfy, or really kick it up with their fish tacos and spicy salsa. Life's too short to have another boring breakfast. Get up, get going, and get to El Cafe in beautiful Port Edwards right next to the police station. Start your day with a kick at El Cafe.
It doesn't hurt, feels good to help. And when you give blood, you provide a life-saving difference for others. The need doesn't take a summer break. So we have a challenge for you, started by Civic Media's Earl Ingram.
Congratulations to all those people and all of you who donate blood.
Take a selfie while giving blood, then post it along with hashtag Civic Pints. Give blood and you could get a prize too. Find challenge details and a donation center near you at civicmedia.us/giveblood. civicmedia.us/giveblood.
Let's get back to the ballpark and more Wisconsin Rapids Rafters baseball on WFHR.
Bottom of the sixth inning, a 7-0 lead for your Wisconsin Rapids Rafters. Joey Fear with you here on WFHR, 97.5 FM, 1320 AM. Well, it's an opportunity for the Rafters to continue what they've been doing. I mean, winners of six of their past seven. They win tonight. Seven of the past eight. They're getting hot at the right time. Last game of the season is next Saturday. So it's coming down to the regular season. And really at this point, it's, as I said earlier, it's between them, the Dock Spiders, and Madison. I mean, as it's looking right now. Wisconsin Rapids wants Green Bay to keep winning because then Green Bay's already won the first half. As Mike Adair swings and misses on Graham, 1-1. They already won the first half, so Green Bay keeps winning. It then comes down to overall record, which the Rafters have the best overall record in the Great Lakes West. So just continuing to control what you can control, that is the big thing for them. A foul there from Adair, who grounded out to first and grounded out to second, and fouls this off left side. A ball and two strikes. Yeah, count runs at 1-2. Sets and serves is Graham up above the zone. On a fastball, 2-2. Adair, 12 RBIs, two groundouts today. 2-2 from Graham. And down and brushes the dirt in for a ball, 3-2. So three balls, two strikes. And coming set and serving and fouled off left side, 3-2. And the count runs full. Looking in, the payoff. And outside for ball four. Adair gets walked first time today. He'll take first as Mark Schallenberger walked and grounded out to first. That's the first time Graham has thrown a walk. So Kalen Graham, 35 pitches, is allowed to hit, three strikeouts. The Tampa, Florida native stands tall here at 6'5". Mark Schallenberger, 0-for-1. Looks in and down low. Oh, 1-0 is the count. Sets and serves is Graham, and a swing and a ball belted into center field. Heading back, tracking it down is Lordoy, and makes the grab at the warning track. Excellent play from the center fielder, Orlando Lordoy. Tagging back up to first is Adair. But Lordoy on top of that. So one out. McGinnis got on base via error and also had a base hit. Setting in is Graham. McGinnis, the only one to record a hit for Wausau. It's a low just bouncer on the left side into the infield. One down. All right, count runs at 1-0. And Graham, what about a changeup? Paints the zone, 1-1. A ball and a strike. Here, two away. And the 1-1, and a swing and a high hit ball into right field, looking to track after it, not making the grab in time, is Gifford. Charging home is Adair. He's going to round third, take a sharp turn home to throw the play at the plate. Duffy can't field the ball. So the first run scores for the Woodchucks. They get on the board, and they cut it to 7-1. So would you look at that? A one-run RBI double from Mike McGinnis. So responsible for both of the hits. A one-run RBI double there, and Christian Mitchell is due up. So now 7-1. First time Wausau's gotten on the board. One gone. So the count runs at 1-0. One on base appearance. That was a hit by pitch, and then he was also over one of the pinch hit appearance in game two at King of Extra Innings. So now he puts the first run up. Two away at second. Stands McGinnis. Mitchell popped out to first, and he flew out to center. As first pitch comes in and down low. In for a strike, 0-1. So count runs at 0-1. The 0-1 and low. So down the league right now and around the league, you have Madison that has come back. They're up 3-2 over Lakeshore. So that does not help the Rafters. You hope Lakeshore can find a way to win that game. But Wisconsin Rapids doing their job here in Wausau right now. There's plenty of time for this team to get what they want, and that's just continue to win games. They've certainly done that. Two balls, a strike, one down. And the count runs at 2-1. That second is McGinnis. And the fourth offering low for a ball. You don't want to give this Wausau team life. You know, if you can remember, obviously, second game of the doubleheader, 5 runs in the bottom of the seventh, and they only played 7 innings, so they tied it at 5-5, so they got everything hit. And the 3-1 from Graham, and down low for ball four. Mitchell walked. That's the first time today, so now you have runners at first and second. Only one out. Trent Vaness popped out to first and grounded out to short. One down. So Vaness, 0 for 2. And a swing, and a ball popped up well high into shallow left. Gallison looks under it and makes the catch. So decent contact there from Vaness, but Gallison was all over that. Andrew Jimenez struck out looking on his first at bat and also struck out swinging on his second. He's 0 for 2 with 2 strikeouts. So at second is McGinnis, and at first is Christian Mitchell. Raptors lead 7-1, bottom six. Graham steps high and throws outside at a ball 1-0. So 1-0 count. 2 gone. Graham will set in here with the ball into his glove now. McGinnis has a big leadoff and now takes his way to third. The throw down to Duffy, he picks it up quickly, but McGinnis was already there in the nick of time. So now runners at the corner. Second run 90 feet away for the Woodchucks. First time they've cracked the scoreboard here this game. Two down, and the count runs at 2-0. Jimenez 0 for 2. Graham will look and deliver on a swing and a miss. There's the first strike of the at-bat, 2-1. Jimenez, a 217 batter, 2 RBIs. You have Mitchell at first, McGinnis at third. He had a 1-run RBI double. He's 2 for 3. Graham, the lift of the leg and the 2-1, and a swing and a high fly ball into right center. Lordoy races after, reaches out to his right, makes an easy grab for the third out. But the Woodchucks, they get a run. They cut it to a 6-run ball game. Raptors in front, 7-1. We head to the top of the seventh here on WFHR.
Our hands are very important to a rewarding life. Think about your hands, shaking the hand of a friend, hugging a loved one, holding onto a rake or hammer, catching a ball, throwing a frisbee, emailing, texting, opening a jar, or just picking up your favorite book. If your hands or wrists hurt, you're just not enjoying life to the fullest. See the Good Hand Specialist at Wisconsin River Orthopedics. Yes, Wisconsin River Orthopedics are the sports med specialists in Wisconsin Rapids. Call 715-424-1881 and get on the path to relieving pain and restoring life.
Saddle up, buckaroos. It's time to start the cattle drive with Trail Tunes, the new cowboy, western, and south of the border show on WisCountry 105.5 WIRI. Every Thursday from 7 to 8 p.m., join me, Gene, Roy, Tex, and Rex with songs of lonesome cowboys, wicked rustlers, and sighing senoritas. From the sons of the pioneers to riders in the sky, Trail Tunes will have you wishing for those wide open spaces. Every Thursday from 7 to 8, only on WisCountry 105.5. Raptors Baseball is brought to you by Sharon Zeman, Sky Manning, Clay Kanoki, and Joe Arnold, your Wisconsin Rapids Edward Jones financial advisors. Learn how they can help you reach your financial goals. Visit edwardjones.com. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Every year across America, a staggering 4.2 million youth are homeless or trafficked. Covenant House is the national leader providing safe housing for youth 50 years strong. Help us fight youth homelessness. Go to covenanthouse.org.
You're listening to Wisconsin Rapids Raptors Baseball on WFHR.
Top of the seventh inning as Wausau, They broke through for the first time this game, but nonetheless, Raptors at least a run in the past two innings, and you take it to the first as well. Five runs there. They're up 7-1. They've out-hit Wausau 9-2. James Bornick will lead off here. So final three innings in Wausau. Can the Raptors end it as good as they've started it? And as Ackerman will set and throw here on the left-hander Bornick, 2-for-3 with two runs, an RBI and a strikeout. So setting in and throwing low at a ball that time, 2-0. So 2-0 count. Looking and serving there as Bornick lines it into the glove, though, of Schallenberger. Ripped that off the bat, but Schallenberger was there. So Bornick a line out. So 2-0 count. Two away. Jack Gifford 1-for-3 with a run. Had that RBI his first time up. An RBI single. And he'll set on the first pitch strike, 0-1. So great start for Jack Gifford out of Cabrillo College. And a native of Santa Cruz, California. The same hometown as Brendan Bobo. And there's a ball, 1-1. He's a redshirt sophomore. Appeared into the team today. Ackerman delivers outside at the ball, 2-1. So two balls, a strike. One gone. The 2-1. And there goes Ackerman again and just can't find the right edge there. He's looking to paint it, but in four ball. Three balls, a strike. One down. Ackerman, a three ball count, and a 3-1 home, and fouled off the top of the bat from Gifford. 3-2. So three balls, two strikes, a full count with one down. The 3-2, the payoff. And a swing and a bounce so that it goes over the head of Ackerman. Charging after it is Funkhauser. Throws it across his body and makes the play. So on top of that is Evan Funkhauser. And just like that, back-to-back outs. So Kyle Carlson, what a day. He's had a one-run RBI double on two of his three at-bats. His first and his third. On his second at-bat, he flew out to right. It was even better play by Trent Van Ness. Van Ness doesn't make that play. He's 3-for-3. But in four ball, 1-0. Two gone. The 1-0. And a swing to miss on a breaking ball at Carlson. A ball and a strike. Two down. And the 1-1 from Ackerman here on Carlson and bounces it here at the third baseline, but just pulls out and away on a foul. The 1-2 here on Carlson, batting up to a 259 now. 10 RBIs for him. He struck out 26 times. Ball, two strikes. Dylan Ackerman, 18 pitches. He's got an inning in the third, and that's about it for him. And the 1-2 home, and a changeup low. Can't find the zone. 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. Deuces run across the board. Ackerman sets the 2-2. Swing and a miss. Carlson goes down. As Wausau retires, deciding three batters. That's Ackerman's first strikeout of the day. We headed to the bottom of the seventh. Raptors in front of this game, 7-1. We'll step away here on WFHR.
Hey, baseball fans. Are you ready to swing for the fences in your career instead of warming the bench? By joining Skyward's award-winning team, you'll put education technology solutions into the hands of school leaders who serve over 7 million students around the world. Innovation, collaboration, and fun are all a part of the Skyward culture. So what are you waiting for? Step up to the plate and apply today at www.skyward.com/careers.
Chris Domine is a husband and a father. Chris is an athlete. Chris is even an Iron Man. But 10 years ago, Chris was facing a very different story because his kidneys were failing.
Basically, the doctor said, if you don't get a kidney transplant and if you don't do dialysis, you are going to die.
Fortunately, Chris received a second chance at life, made possible by an organ donor.
You know, your well-being changes from loss of hope to better times ahead.
More than 100 million people in America are registered organ, eye, and tissue donors. People of every age and ethnicity, because they believe it's the right thing to do. Imagine what you can make possible by leaving behind the gift of life. Learn more and sign up as an organ, eye, and tissue donor. Go to organdonor.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Health Resources and Services Administration.
Now, back to more Wisconsin Rapids Raptors baseball on WFHR.
Bottom of the seventh inning, McConaugh Foe now. It's his turn to step in and relieve the duties of Kalen Graham and Caleb Shulis. So Foe, three games appeared in with a 1-0 record, 3 2/3 innings of work. He's allowed 5 hits, 4 runs, 7 batters walked, but he's had 4 strikeouts. He had a good outing against Fond du Lac back on July the 23rd. He won an inning, allowed a hit, a run, but a strikeout. So he's been very hit or miss out of Honolulu, Hawaii, in the right-hander and the redshirt senior. So Foe, the third pitcher out of the bullpen, he'll face Carson Richter. Wausau got a run last inning. They've cut it to 7-1. They're looking to build on this. They've only had 2 hits, though. Carson Richter 0-1. Walked and flew out to center. Foe will deliver and sets the zone in for a strike. 0-1. Remind you, this is a team full of talented pitchers. The Raptors lead the league in ERA. So 0-1 count. Here McConaugh Foe, the right-hander, on the third base side of the rubber. He'll turn the 0-1, and a swing and a bouncer up towards the middle. Brewer looks to charge after it, feels it up in his glove in the throw to first, reaching out to his left. What a play there from the shortstop, Aiden Brewer. So Aiden Brewer, a shift on to his left, fields it up, reaching to his left. That ball drops in his glove, and then he quickly throws it over to first. So Evan Funkhauser now, a guy who still is yet without a hit. No hits on 14 at-bats. A ground out to third and a strikeout swinging. So Funkhauser. We'll see Foe and out for at a ball 1-0. So 1-0 count. One gone. Foe lifts, serves. So two balls, no strikes, and one down. The 2-0. And once more, out for a ball, 3-0. So a 3-0 count here on Funkhauser. The 3-0 count up above the zone for ball four. So a four-ball walk. Funkhauser will take first, and that puts us in the top of the order with Dwight Allen. Allen popped out to second, struck out swinging, and flew out to center. So Allen Here, 0 for 3, the leadoff man. A Georgia Bulldog from Milton, Georgia. Looking to get something going. You have the nine-hole batter, Funkhauser, at first. Dwight Allen will look in, and a swing and a miss at low. He struck out his second time up at the plate. 33-26 coming into this game. Now looking for win number 34 on the season. That one, one is the count.
Dwight Allen is up for the
one down.
Now he's 0 for 3. And it's 0 for 7.
Foe turns in and serves. And again outside for a ball. A 1 and 1.
Dwight Allen, a guy who only played.
So a ball and a strike with one out. McCunnough-Foe walked a batter on eight pitches. Yeah, Funkhauser at first, and there's a foul there, but just barely off the bottom side of the bat. One and two. A ball, two strikes. Foe bends in low at the knee. A beautiful sky here in Wausau. Pink clouds in the left field, and what a night for some baseball here in central Wisconsin. The 1-2 right down the plate. Foe records his first strikeout. Allen saw it looking. So Michael Adair grounded out to first, grounded out to second, and also walked. Foe sets, serves, and outside at a ball, 1-0. 1-0 count. At first is Funkhauser. One away. Here, bottom seven. McCunnough-Foe looks and outside at a ball, 2-0. McCunnough-Foe did not have his best start. What really, I would say, hurt his ERA. You see, he had a 9.82 ERA, but he really had probably the roughest start in his debut on July the 12th. The 2-0 up above and outside of the ball. He went two-thirds of an inning, gave up a hit, three runs, five walks, and all three runs came earned. That was a game where the Raptors were up 10-3 against Green Bay, and Green Bay had six unanswered, made it 10-9. Foe unfortunately helped them do that, but he's really responded well. He's another great outing against for him was on July the 18th, but he walks yet another batter. So Adair is walked, runners at first and second. Mark Schallenberger now, a walk and a ground out and a fly out as well. 0 for 2, batting a 313 at the plate. So Foe getting a talking to from Duffy.
So now playing in the Northwoods League for the second half of the summer. Playing a lot of baseball.
So two down.
Just throw the ball, Blimbo.
First baseman number 43, Mark
Schallenberger. Two gone. Runners at first and third. Funkhauser at second. At first is Adair. Schallenberger has been walked. And he'll see a ball low. You don't want to give Wausau any momentum here. You do not want to. I mean, they're down six runs. But we've seen this team come alive. The 1-0. In four strike. So, well done from McCunnough-Foe there to even up this count. Bottom of the seventh. Two hits for Wausau. Schallenberger, 18 RBIs. A runner in scoring position. Foe will look over at second with the ball in his glove. He'll kick high, wind, and serve. And a swing and a ball popped up. Out away and fouled off.
over there, and it's Jim Greenhead who ends up with it. Oh, and he gave it away.
Right now, around the Great Lakes West, you have the Knox Spiders in front 10-2. Just dominating Green Bay at Capital Credit Union Park. And then at the bottom of the ninth, 3-2, Mallards lead. Lakeshore has one more at-bat to hopefully they're tie that game. They have a runner on first, so we'll keep you updated as that goes on. The 1-2, and a Schallenberger lifts a low fly ball, pulling away left field side and out of play. So ball two strikes. Two down. Foe will bend in low at the knee. Dare at first, Funkhauser at second. A 1-2 count. Two outs. And the 1-2. Outside, Duffy fields it away. So Mark Schallenberger still remaining alive here in this count. And the count runs it to a piece. Foe the 2-2. And Schallenberger rips this into right field. Heading back. And this one's gone. Mark Schallenberger, a three-run shot. And, well, now it's 7-4. And now they close this gap. Four unanswered for Wausau. A three-run home run for Mark Schallenberger. So Mark Schallenberger, that's his fourth of the year. And now, Raptors just have to be careful here. 7-4, Wausau back into it. Only a three-run game. So McConaughey Foe giving up a three-run shot. They're just going to have to remain strong. They got two more innings after this. They have to get out of this inning, but three hits, four runs. So two down. So McConaughey Foe will have to reset. He'll face Michael McGinnis, who's been on top of it today, and it swings and hits a ball popped up. Bobo looks after it, reaches out, makes the grab near the Raptors dugout. But three runs for Wausau. They cut it to 7-4. We'll step aside here on WFHR as we head to the top of the eighth.
Who makes insurance simple? That's easy. Delta Dental of Wisconsin. So if you ask, what company encourages you to use your benefits for regular preventive care? Or who provides quick service online or by phone? Which insurance offers access to the largest provider networks? Or who helps you save money when you need more than a checkup? The answer's the same. Definitely Delta Dental. For dental and vision insurance made simple, choose Delta Dental of Wisconsin and Delta Vision today.
Raptors Baseball is brought to you by Sharon Zeman, Sky Manning, Clay Kanoki, and Joe Arnold, your Wisconsin Rapids Edward Jones financial advisors. Learn how they can help you reach your financial goals. Visit edwardjones.com. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
It's summertime in Wisconsin, and whatever the weather, it will impact you and your plans.
Should I water the garden? Will our event be rained out? Count on your local Civic Media radio station for in-depth details and the most up-to-date forecast.
Temperatures are rising into the mid and upper 70s under sunny skies.
It's your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
Let's get back to the Raptors here on WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids.
Top of the eighth we go. Raptors in front now, 7-4, as Mark Schallenberger, a three-run shot, cut it to a three-run ball game. Raptors, they were in the driver's seat. Now, I mean, yeah, you're up three runs, but Wausau's got some life. But we're here in the top of the eighth as Alex Duffy will lead off. And it goes in for a ball. So 1-0 count. Here, Duffy walked, flew out to center, and struck out, swinging. So Ackerman again throws in low. Raptors have a chance to respond. Duffy 0 for 2. And 4 ball, 2-0. So Johnson on deck with Brewer shortly after. And 2-0 from Ackerman. In for a strike, 2-1. This game is not over yet. Wausau will have the bottom of the 8th and the 9th to try to tie up this game. We've seen it before. On Monday was a prime example of that. So the 2-1 down the plate again for Duffy. 2-2. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Looking in is Ackerman, the 2-2, and a swing and a bouncer past Ackerman, and not able to feel that ball was the second baseman, Mitchell. And it looks like a hit here for Alex Duffy. Just a little bit went away from Mitchell, but Alex Duffy records his first hit of the day. So Duffy will take first, top of the order with Ty Johnson now. So it's just confirmed. Madison took down Lakeshore. They won that game 3-2. They were down 2-0 heading the top of the 8th. So Madison has fought a way back to improve to 16-12. So all the Raptors can do is just continue to win. Fond du Lac in front 10-2. But Raptors, they still have a ball game here. Duffy at first. Johnson 0-2 with 2 runs. And Ackerman will step off and just waiting for a ball that came in near the first base coach, Bob Galetta. Kirk Schreider now leaving his dugout. And so Schreider looks like a new pinch runner, Gus Walker. So Walker also appearing in the game for the first time. So Gus Walker, it's his turn to step in. Duffy goes out. Gus Walker out of Marion University as well, and a sophomore from Albuquerque, New Mexico. So Walker at first, a pinch runner. And now top of the order with Johnson. The 1-0 from Ackerman, and it goes above the head, and it looks like, does it hit Johnson? It does. So Ty Johnson hit there, just skimmed the right part of his head. He'll take first, and a good start here for the Raptors. Johnson hit by a pinch. Duffy with a base hit, but you have Gus Walker pinch running for him. So Ross Davis, pitching coach, stepping out now for Ackerman. So new the is the new field manager and the acting guy out of Brock Moss. His time up in Wausau is done. Took a job at Auburn Montgomery, Division II school down in Alabama. So we wish him the best. But, you know, you have a guy, Ross Davis, the pitching guy, still trying to figure out the way this team is right now, and specifically on the managerial side. He's lost 8 games in a row, trying to inspire his team here. They're down 7-4. You have runners on first and second. Johnson at first. At second is Walker. Aiden Brewer, a 167 batter, and showing bunt. And it looks like that ball just comes in for a foul, though. No balls, a strike. 0-1. So 0-1 count. You have Schallenberger, the first baseman, stepping in towards the infield. 0-1 is the count. Looking and serving, and there's another strike here for Ackerman, 0-2. He's had a strikeout on 29 pitches, is allowed a hit as well. So Dylan Ackerman, fourth pitcher out of the bullpen, ahead here in this count. It's a 2-strike count, 0-2. And Ackerman turns and delivers, and a swing and a miss up top. Brewer goes down. That's a second strikeout of Ackerman's day. And now Brendan Bobo, it's your turn. Bobo, 2-for-3 with a run. A walk and a strikeout. Perhaps his time is now to break the all-time record in the Northwoods League for home runs. He's tied it right now with 28, 17 last season, which led the league. Now he's tied for second here this season with 11. One gone, the left-hander Bobo, and sees down on a breaking ball, low of the zone, 1-0. So 1-0 count. Runners at first and second. Johnson at first, Walker at second. Only one out. Lefty on lefty. Ackerman here on Bobo. Will turn. And the 1-0 way low at a ball 2-0. So 2-0 count. One down. Johnson at first. At second is Gus Walker, the pitch runner. Bobo, 43 RBIs, but he's been struck out 47 times. And the 2-0 to Bobo. And high of the zone at a ball, 3-0. So one more ball puts the bases loaded and gives a chance for the Raptors to add to their lead. Only one out, so that would be good for them. Three balls, no strikes, one out. Ackerman turns at second. He'll come set, the 3-0 count home. And down the plate for a strike, 3-1. So top of the eighth, Raptors 5 runs in the first. They've gotten a run in the fifth, a run in the sixth, none in the seventh. But Wausau has clawed back 4 unanswered, 7-4. As Bobo will look in, the left-hander, the 3-1 to Bobo, up above the zone for ball 4. Way high as the catcher, Richter, had to go reach above his head to make that catch, and the bases are loaded. So bases loaded. Only one out. Orlando Lordoy, 2-for-3 with an RBI. Had that sac fly RBI to left center last time up. So perhaps Orlando Lordoy can get this game blown open. Raptors up 3 runs, but right now, Lordoy has a chance. And Ackerman throws in a dropped ball from Richter for a ball. 1-0. So 1-0 is the count with one gone. Bases loaded. Lordoy flies this out left side. He's had a good day. About himself, now batting at 244. 9 RBIs for him. We have Bobo at first, Johnson at second, and the pinch runner, Gus Walker, at third. A chance here for the Raptors to respond in a way that can give themselves some comfort. The 1-1 from Ackerman, and just outside of the zone. I thought that painted the left edge, but in for a ball, 2-1. So two balls, a strike. You had Duffy with a base hit. That brought in the pinch runner, Gus Walker. Johnson hit by a pitch. Bobo walked. Lordoy, the 2-1. And once again, Ackerman can't find the zone. Looks like there's some action in the bullpen for Wausau. We'll see how long Ackerman goes. He gives up a ball here. A run scores. So three balls, a strike. Lordoy, the left-hander. Raptors on the verge right now, adding to this lead, the 3-1. And Lordoy fouls it low, 3-2. So then now the count runs at full. Ackerman, 40 pitches. He's allowed a hit, a walk, and 2 strikeouts, looking for strikeout number 3. This would be a big one. 3 balls, 2 strikes. 1 down. The count runs full. Ackerman. The payoff. Lordoy swings and misses, and he goes down. Lordoy reached out for that down low, kind of jabbed at it. And unfortunately, it did not pay off. So he paid the price. Anthony Gallison now is due up, and Ross Davis, the pitching coach for Dylan Ackerman. And this could be his final time, and it is. Ackerman, he leaves